This is Bob Ferguson, and along with my friend and colleague, Barbara Ligoni, we'll be discussing a topic of great importance, and that is how we can save ourselves, our families, and our environment from the harmful impact of common household cleaners and laundry products, and look at the bigger picture of Shaklee's long-standing commitment to environmental responsibility. In an age of increasing concern about the long-term health of our environment due to unrelenting pressures of air and water pollution and global warming, and as developing nations begin to emulate the energy and effluent-intensive lifestyles the developing world has long pursued, we're all called on as individuals, organizations, and governments to examine our choices and to find healthier and more environmentally sustainable ways of living. This starts most powerfully with our own personal choices. The impact can be huge. For instance, if only 25% of U.S. families began to use and continue to use Shaklee Get Clean products, that alone would eliminate annually 7 billion pounds of carbon emissions. Highly significant. So, Barbara, let's introduce some of our guest speakers.
Thanks, Bob. And before I do that, I just want to say I have a real warm spot for discussion about Shaklee cleaning products because that was really my first introduction to Shaklee. I was raised in Buffalo, New York, and when I went to college, Lake Erie had died. All the fish had died. It was all overgrown with algae, and it was primarily from household pollution and industrial pollution. And so I had a huge concern about being a good environmental citizen myself. And that's really what first introduced me to Shaklee, was the Shaklee cleaning products. So I am very eager to hear from our first guest today. Would you like to introduce her?
I'd be happy to do that, Barbara. And we picked Dr. Sandy Bavacqua from Tucson, Arizona, because what is at stake is not merely whiter than white or convenience. What's at stake when we're talking about household cleaners is the health of our families and the health of our environment. Dr. Bavacqua is a molecular and cellular biologist specializing in human tumor biology. She now has a highly regarded nutritional consulting practice working both with individual clients and consulting to other medical professionals. Dr. Bavacqua's experience has shown the potent impact of early toxic exposure to children. We've asked her to talk with us about why it's so important for us to reduce the toxins our kids are exposed to.
Thank you for having me, Bob. I wanted to talk a little bit about children and how they're uniquely vulnerable to environmental toxins. There are several reasons for this increased susceptibility. One of those reasons is pound for pound of body weight. Children drink more water, eat more food, and breathe more air than do adults. Two additional characteristics of children further magnify their exposures to toxins in the environment. Children of 2 to 3 years of age display hand-to-mouth behaviors hundreds of times per day. They're constantly putting their hands in their mouth, and this increases their ingestion of any and all toxins in their environment, and also their likelihood of playing close to the ground, which increases their exposure to toxins in the dust, soil, and carpets, as well as to any toxins that form low-lying layers in the air. Children undergo rapid growth and development as well. Their developmental processes can be easily disrupted. Many organ systems in young children, especially the nervous system, the reproductive organs, the immune system, undergo very rapid growth and development in the first months and years of life. During this period, structures are developed and vital connections need to be established. The development of the nervous system especially continues all throughout childhood, and that's evidenced by the fact that children continue to acquire new skills progressively as they grow and develop, such as crawling, walking, talking, reading, writing. The nervous system is not well able to repair structural damage that's caused by environmental toxins. If cells in the developing brain are being destroyed by chemicals such as lead, mercury, solvents, and household toxins, or if vital connections between the nerve cells fail to form, there's a very high risk that the resulting neurobehavioral dysfunction will be permanent and irreversible. So the consequences can be a permanent loss of intelligence and alteration of normal behavior. I would cite here the National Research Council's reports, and recently the Oregon Environmental Council has put out a beautiful report on this. Children have more future years of life than do most adults. They have more time to develop chronic diseases that may be triggered by early environmental exposures. diseases that are triggered by toxins in the environment often require decades to develop. Examples include mesothelioma caused by exposure to asbestos, leukemia caused by benzene, breast cancer that may be caused by DDT, and possibly some chronic neurological diseases, specifically Parkinson's disease, that can be caused by exposure to environmental neurotoxins. Many of those diseases are now thought to be the products of multi-stage processes within the body's cells that require many years to evolve from the earliest initiation to actual manifestation of the illness. Consequently, certain carcinogenic and toxic exposures sustained early in life appear more likely to lead to disease than do the same exposures encountered later in life. There's so many health effects that I see in my clients that can result from toxic chemical exposure. They include allergic reactions, asthma, migraines, dizziness, nausea, eye, skin, and respiratory tract irritations and infections, various forms of cancer. There's all kinds of behavioral problems that I see, obsessive-compulsive disorder that we've definitely associated with, heavy metal toxicity, different attention deficit-type behaviors that are obviously being caused by environmental toxins, because when people detox, the symptoms go away. We can all help protect our children from the hazards of toxic chemicals at home and in school. And here's some of the things that we can do. We can keep living, playing, and learning areas, especially the kitchen and the bathroom, clean and safe. We can take off our shoes in a designated area of the home so as to minimize the tracking in of toxins from outside of your home. Make sure to check labels carefully and keep all hazardous products either well-marked and away from children, or better yet, eliminate them from your home and find safe alternatives. And make an effort to use non-toxic products. I have so many people that come to me for detoxification, and I recommend that they use the Get Clean product line in order to make their homes and schools safe for the children and for themselves. I also recommend that my clients educate themselves. Learn more about toxic chemicals by visiting informational websites and become active with groups working to promote policies designated to protect our children from toxic chemicals. And stay abreast of all the gentle methods we now have available to detoxify and protect our children, pregnant moms, and the young men and women of childbearing age.
Boy, Sandy, what incredibly wonderful information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I think that's given everyone a lot to think about.
You're very welcome.
I'd now like to introduce Dr. David Dungan from Wheaton, Illinois. David is a pediatrician and an internal medicine physician. David, I wanted to ask you what your concerns are about toxic substances in the home and how you advise your patients.
Well, Barb, toxic substances in the home have been a challenge for pediatricians for many years. They're a significant source of childhood poisonings, especially in terms of ingestions. In fact, I've had two patients in my practice career that had unfortunate ingestions of a bleach or Y-type cleaning products, which led to disastrous results. And so it's a big challenge for us as pediatricians to make sure that parents have these dangerous chemicals locked up altogether. With the advent of Get Clean, now we have a possibility to eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the home altogether. So we're not only protecting our children from ingestions, but also from the vapors and the gases and the odors that these chemicals produce when they're used in the home.
David, in those cases where children did ingest the cleaning products, when you say disastrous results, what kinds of things happen so people understand how serious it is to have these products in their home?
Well, one of the unfortunate toddlers ingested a Y compound and developed third-degree burns throughout the inside of their mouth and their esophagus and their stomach, which led to complications of infections, pneumonia. They were on tube feeding through their stomach for probably about 6 to 9 months until these areas could heal. That then led to interference with growth and development. And to this date, this child still has a lot of oral, motor, and speech problems related to the damage that they sustained from the ingestions and the burns in their mouth. The other child had gotten into a bleach solution and actually had some serious intestinal complications, actually required surgery and removal of a large section of their intestine, and now has problems with chronic diarrhea and growth problems because they're missing so much of their intestinal tract. these chemicals are not innocuous. I mean, you ought to be able to tell that by just walking down a grocery aisle where all these cleaning products are at and just taking a whiff and realizing that I probably shouldn't have these in my house.
David, you also treat adults. And what are your feelings about even people who say, well, I don't have young children in my home anymore?
The challenge of that is that we continue to have exposures in our home, whether it be from our carpeting, or a piece of new furniture you bought, maybe that new room that you painted. Cleaning products are another piece of those constant sources of gases and toxins that can definitely affect health on a long-term and short-term basis. Certainly people that have asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or emphysema or other lung or respiratory conditions are very susceptible to the effects of vapors and toxic fumes and gases. And so that is certainly a big challenge with that. We're also seeing even people that have cardiovascular disease on bad air quality days have more heart attack. And knowing that the indoor air quality is even worse than the outdoor air quality, according to the EPA, this is a tremendous issue. The other thing I wanted to interject was the concern that we have for just the lack of testing. I believe over 50,000 chemical compounds have been developed since the 1950s, and less than 10% of these have even been tested in any type of human or animal subject. And so the lack of knowledge and information of what a lot of these chemical compounds can do is very concerning to us as pediatricians. But clearly, from Mr. Barnett's experience with his son to patients that I've seen in my practice, noted that when they make a change in terms of how they take care of their home or what their children are exposed to at home, that there's an improvement. I think systems such as Get Clean provide such a wonderful way to eliminate that variable from your house.
Thank you, David, for your insights, and thanks for raising our awareness about the importance of even these simple cleaning products that we use in our home, and that can make a big difference. Thanks.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Barb. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'd now like to introduce Toni Batson from Mesa, Arizona. Toni is a grandmother, and she was sharing with us a story of her grandson who has autism. Toni, is that right?
Yes.
Tell us, what happened with him when you began changing your cleaning products to the Get Clean line?
Well, initially, this was 3 years ago, and Nathan, with autistic children, it's very hard to get them to eat anything with certain textures or to even interact with people. They don't initiate touch. They don't want to be touched. They will not initiate a conversation, or they just kind of stand in their own little world. And his teacher called him a hands-on child, meaning that whenever they wanted to do an activity with him, they had to literally take his hand and do it for him. He would not do it. So with the cleaning products, my mother marked me with having clean floors, so it was constant with ammonias and Clorox and bleach. I mean, sometimes the fumes would get to me. So I know, and these children were living with me, that I was poisoning my grandchildren, actually, and not realizing it, because we always associate that smell with clean. So I started changing the cleaners, and then my husband and I were on the vitamins, and I was feeling better. So we were trying to get Nathan to take them because of the nutrition that he was lacking and the limited foods that he would eat. We changed, got rid of all my cleaning products, and started using strictly the Shaklee line. And I got him finally to try the Ocean Wonders. And because of his limited nutrition with no vegetables, it was mostly carbs. And so I doubled his vitamins, and within 2 weeks' time of doing that, his teacher called us wanting to know what we were doing different.
Oh, excellent. So just from changing the cleaning products and getting those toxins out of the house, and then even you were limited, there's many nutrients that we know have been reported are very helpful for kids when they have attention deficit disorders or learning issues and autism. But even just starting with just that basic multivitamin for children, even then, you saw that kind of enormous improvement.
It was amazing. It was like you just flipped a switch on this child and he woke up. He would come up and hug you. And he never did that before, and he would talk and initiate conversations. From that point, he learned to write his name. He learned to count. He's learning to read now. And the thing with Nathan that was so much more improved was the fact that he would interact with the family instead of, you know, going off by himself and just standing and looking at things. But we also included an air source in there. I mean, hey, when you get shackly-eyed, you go all the way, right? You know, and I have a medical background, what I went to school for. It's not what I do. But and being raised on a farm, we understood good nutrition. We knew that you had to eat right in order to feel better and work your day and get through the day. And that was all. I didn't really know anything about autism. All I knew was that he needed more than what he was getting. And I know your body can't function on that limited amount of nutrition. And then your skin being the largest organ that you absorb all this stuff through, his bath soap changed, his clothing changed because I was no longer using the fragrances and the things that I was using for his clothes, and it continues now. His father uses nothing but Shackley products.
So Shackley cleaning products, but also Shackley laundry products.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? And look at the impact it made.
It's just wonderful. The impact that Shackley has made on my whole family is just incredible. You know, if I never made a penny off of Shackley, just the changes in health and well-being and attitude towards how we take care of ourselves, because Shackley makes you more aware of what you're doing to yourself and to the environment and to your body, because that's what they're all about. It's just wonderful.
Well, Barbara, isn't Tony's last point really one of the most important? That Shackley has wonderful products, but it's actually the educational function that we perform as Shackley distributors is perhaps one of our most important products. So what amazing information.
Words of wisdom from the mouth of a grandmother. Let's now move from discussion of the health benefits of using Get Clean products to the greater environmental impact that it makes. And to do that, we've invited Jeff Lambden from Brunswick, Maine, to join us. Jeff is an environmental consultant, and he has a unique name to his company, Left Field Solutions. I love that. So, Jeff, we wanted to begin by asking you, how does using cleaning products in our home impact the environment of the planet?
I think we can summarize that up front by saying there's four things that we might look at. We're going to look at the product itself. We're going to look at the packaging. We're going to look at company integrity. What is the company doing to help us achieve these goals? In terms of product, we might look at biodegradability. Biodegradability is extremely important, and it's not just, and everything biodegrades if you give it enough millions of years. In the case of the Shackley cleaning products, all of the Get Clean products are what we call readily biodegradable. They biodegrade to their constituent parts in 30 days or less. That's a very high hurdle to jump over, and Shackley has jumped over it. And they've always been able to do that, so they've stuck to that, and they've made things even more biodegradable. Packaging. Our packaging is minimal. It is easily recyclable. And in some cases, it itself is biodegradable. That's an amazing accomplishment. Besides using a product that is highly efficient, highly effective, and competitive with any of the best, more traditional cleaning products from very name brand companies, in using a highly concentrated product, tremendous savings on containers, all that plastic, all that glass, all those boxes. And again, I know that the Shackley team is ever working to improve that. Company integrity. Shackley puts millions and millions of dollars into research and development. It's a wheel that never sleeps, and there's amazingly creative people with networks around the world to help constantly make things better for all of us and for all of the customers out there. And they have a company philosophy or the paradigm of the company. Shackley is a walk-your-talk company. We were looking at the first major company in North America to be climate neutral. Perhaps for me is the company is giving us the tools and giving us the support so that each of us can go out and make a difference. Albert Einstein observed, if we are to solve the problems that plague us, our thinking must evolve beyond the level we were using when we created those problems in the first place. End quote. Fortunately for human nature, in most cases, change begins with a specific product, system, or problem, and driven by a commitment to putting eco-effective principles into action, grows incrementally. Does that describe Get Clean or what?
Wow, that's nice.
Isn't that great? You start off with one person in basic H and you share it, and it grows incrementally.
Yes, you're right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, take care.
So, Barbara, I really appreciate Jeff. He's been responsible for bringing Shackley Cleaning products to some of the premier environmental organizations in the New England area.
So now we'd like to talk about the individual products that are within the Shackley Cleaning product line and the Get Clean product line. And to do that, we've invited Sandy Kalinowski. Sandy's been a registered nurse for 29 years. She was a school nurse for 13 years, has professional certification in school nursing, was an assistant director of nursing for a skilled nursing home for over 10 years. And in that capacity, she was the infection control nurse, in which she monitored patients' infections and sources and the hospital environment and did a lot of infection control training of her staff. So, Sandy, you have a great background, and I take it because of your experience, that's what connected you to looking for safer cleaning products. You want to tell us a little bit about how that came to be?
When I started out, I was a skilled nursing director. And in that environment, I really had to focus on keeping the staff and the patients healthy. So you're looking for germs. Where are the germs in the environment? And when I left the skilled nursing environment and became a school nurse, then I carried that background of where are the bugs and how can you get rid of the bugs that are out there, the viruses and the bacteria. Also then increased my awareness of how many children have asthma and allergies, and beginning to figure out that some of the symptoms that children were exhibiting were because they had all these different chemicals in their environment.
You've done quite a bit of research about the toxic kinds of substances that are typically found in the cleaning products that we buy in the grocery stores, and that led you to not only using the Shackley cleaning products yourself, but even encouraging these families with the children with the allergies and the asthmas to become greener within their homes and use these safer cleaning products.
That's really clear, because when I first started, the research and the awareness just wasn't there. People weren't saying specifically, this chemical is causing this symptom in children and individuals. And that knowledge base has increased a lot in the last decade. Quickly started to think of it as the term I used with a toxic salad. There's a little bit of this chemical that's in the glass cleaner, and there's a little bit of another chemical or two chemicals or three chemicals in some kind of degreaser or an oven cleaner or a toilet bowl cleaner or all of the cleaners that are in the home. And you put them all together, and no company has to test these chemicals to find out whether they are safe in a combination. They only have to just test one chemical.
And so, Sandy, let's talk about the individual products then that we find in the Get Clean line and in the Shackley cleaning product line in general. And shall we begin with Basic H? This one probably epitomizes the philosophy behind all of the Shackley cleaning products, and it's non-toxic, no toxic fumes, no hazardous chemicals, fragrance-free, mild on your hands, pH balanced, no chlorine. Tough on grease, ultra-concentrated, which Shackley did not only because it's more economical, but also because it reduces the greenhouse gases produced in the production and packaging of it. And it's green, naturally sustainably sourced from corn and coconuts, biodegradable, no phosphates, recyclable packaging, no dyes, and safer septic systems. So this is our wonder product.
Absolutely, it sure is. It's the cornerstone. It can replace all sorts of cleaners in your home.
When folks purchase their Get Clean Starter Kit, Basic H will come with these two wonderful spray bottles. And you just fill those with water. And one of them is for a general cleaning solution, and to which you add literally a quarter of a teaspoon of Basic H. And that will be the equivalent of these general cleaning spray cleaners that you buy in the stores for $4 or $5, and I think the equivalent for Basic H is, what, about 10-12 cents probably. And then the window cleaning is even more diluted. You fill that bottle with water and you put in literally 2 drops, drip, drip, and that's your window and glass cleaning solution. And so, Sandy, tell us a little bit about how do you use those in your home?
They're great on the countertops, Barb. They're great on any surfaces, and you mentioned that the general cleaner can be used on the walls for parents. With the children, you're saying it's really great on the areas for the little fingerprints. Now, of course, if they use crayon or something else that gets on the wall, then you're going to maybe have to use a little bit of the Basic H, you know, full strength.
And that's the real versatility of Basic H. It can be used diluted, and it can be used full strength. So for general cleaning within the kitchen, it's usually like wiping down counters and tables. But on the floor, do you use it in a bucket then?
Yep, you can use a quarter of a teaspoon or a tablespoon, or how dirty the floor is, and especially with children and pets that are crawling around in surfaces, those toxins and chemicals that people use on floor cleaners are just not healthy for our little ones.
By the way, on the Shackley website, there is a link there to a government website that lists typical ingredients in cleaning products that we buy in the grocery store. And we all were really shocked at how dangerous these chemicals are that we don't even think about because we're using them all the time. But you're right, the little kids and the pets, they live down there on the floor, so pay particular attention to that. And when you get done, I usually just fill the bucket and put in about a tablespoon of Basic H, take care of that floor, and when I get done, you open the back door and you throw that water out in your yard and the grass will grow greener where that water falls. So you get a dual benefit there.
And I didn't even think about that. That's clever.
That's fun. And then the window cleaning, that would just be for windows and mirrors. And what's interesting about that is the mirrors people are used to when they use typical window cleaners, they get all foggy about a week or so later, and then they need to be cleaned again. When you use Basic H for windows and mirrors, they stay clean. They say it's non-magnetic, so it doesn't attract the dirt and dust and oils from the room onto the mirrors that cloud it all up. So it really cuts your cleaning task significantly because it stays cleaner longer.
Another area of safety is if you use it on the inside of car windows, then it doesn't fog up, especially in New England. There are times where it really can fog up very quickly, and then you can't see. And if you use the Basic H, spray it on the inside of the windshield.
Very good. And now we have the new Basic H wipes, which I always keep in the car. It seems like when I get in the car, I always see things that need cleaning up, and so Basic H wipes are really versatile. And finally, let's talk a little bit about in the bathroom. I hand wash woolen sweaters and even white top that I have that's a beautiful kind of a rayon knit that said dry clean only, and it just washed up beautifully. I laid it on a towel and it just kept its shape, and I'm very reluctant to use dry cleaning for anything except, coats and blazers and things of that nature because the danger of the chemicals. And you get very long life out of garments when you're using the Shackley laundry products and hand washing with Basic H. And you mentioned something to me about washing the bathtubs, cleaning bathtubs and shower stalls with Basic H. Would you share that?
Yes. When you use Basic H in the bathtub, instead of using so many or almost all of the products that are created for bathtubs, then when you fill the bathtub with hot water, you're not creating a toxic gas. And chlorine is in almost all of the just over-the-counter bathroom cleaners. And chlorine is very toxic. If you think of even our military, the first use is for chlorine gas. So it's very, very toxic. And so when you clean it with Basic H, it doesn't have that chlorine released into the lungs that are already dilated because the air is humid and warm.
And while we're on this subject, tile cleaners are probably one of the most dangerous chemicals we have within our homes. And Shackley makes a product called Scour Off. We use that typically in the bathrooms and in the kitchen, inside shower stalls where the soap will often tend to harden and you get that soap scum on the walls. That's where these very harsh tile products came to be developed. And Scour Off handles that very, very well, but it's totally safe. You're right. You'd never take a whiff of the tile cleaners, or you'd never live to tell about it. But Scour Off smells wonderful, and it's safe, and it doesn't even damage your hands if you get it on it.
We use it in the bathroom, but you use it for so many places. It's just so versatile.
It's very versatile. And so I just want to mention before we leave the bathroom that if you then begin using the Shaklee personal products for showering and bathing, you will never have to clean your bathtub or your shower area again. We've lived in this house 18 years. When we moved in, it had this big jacuzzi tub, and I bathe in it all the time. I have never had a bathtub ring. I use the Shaklee, what's called the hand wash, but it's really a hand and body wash. And it's so gentle on your skin, will never dry your skin. Those of you who may have those jacuzzi jets, never damages the jets. When you use it in the shower, you never have problems with the grout or soap scum on the tile. And if you like a bar, you can use the Metal Blend bar. Some people like to use a bar in the shower or the bath. But if you use that, then you won't even have to clean those things again. So clean it one time with Scour Off, and then after that, use the hand wash and the Metal Blend bar, and you'll be good to go. And so we're going to move down into the kitchen now. And using Scour Off there, how do you use it in the kitchen?
Well, I have a stainless steel sink, and that's the big place that I use it. In the winter, I do soups at least once a week, a big pot of that, and it always spills over, and so then if it cooks for an hour or two, it
gets kind of crusty. For that, too.
You know, so it really burns on
food on the stovetop, that's a real pain.
Ceramic cooktop, which, you know, you have to be really careful.
Use lots of water, because it is abrasive, and it comes, by the way, there's this wonderful little scrubby thing that you can get. I don't know what they even call that green thing, but it's a little scrubby pad, and they also have these microfiber cleaning cloths, including a microfiber sponge with a little scrubby side to it. That all comes together in the kit. And by the way, all these items can be purchased individually as well. And so let's talk about washing dishes. We have both a liquid and we have a powder for the automatic dishwasher. Tell us about those.
Well, I use both of them. I think that for me, the most remarkable one is the liquid, the dish solution, and it just is so gentle to your hands and yet so effective. And you mentioned sponge. I must confess that when I got my Get Clean kit, that stayed in the bag for quite a while because I thought, oh, I don't really need this. Even that is amazing how much quicker you can clean up the spill.
Those microfiber cleaning cloths, I was told, absorb 7 times their weight in water, and so it just cuts cleaning jobs in half. I'm looking at dishwash liquid concentrate. It's non-toxic, hypoallergenic, no chlorine, mild on hands, pH balanced, no hazardous chemicals, 72% better at cutting grease than Method dish soap in third-party performance tests, and 98% better at cutting grease than seventh generation. Now, I mention that because many of us, in an attempt to try to be more environmentally conscious, have bought what we thought were these green cleaners in the health food stores, and I commend those companies for trying to make cleaning products that don't have the dangerous chemicals in them. The problem is that most of us know that we usually are trading off effectiveness. And these products, the dishwash is amazing at cutting grease. And, I mean, you literally use that by the drops. In fact, I dilute it probably 9 or 10 to 1 because it's so effective. And that's why it lasts so long and it works so well. But it has a wonderful dropper on it. So if you can control how much you use and train yourself to use just a little bit at a time, just literally by the drop, you will get the most benefit out of that and it will work very well. By the way, it's made from corn and coconuts to give you an idea of how economical that is and how safe it is. And then the automatic dishwash, you know, just a few months ago, around Earth Day here in Chicago, there was a big banner headline in the Chicago Tribune about phosphates. And the headline said that phosphates had been banned in the city for years, I think something like 20 years, but it had never been enforced. And the article went on to interview somebody from a cleaning company that said, well, you can't make an automatic dishwashing detergent without phosphates. And so it'll take years of development. And I'm thinking as I'm reading this, Shackley has had an automatic dishwashing powder without phosphates for probably 20 years. I remember at the time that that product came out, it formerly was called Basic D. Now we call it Dishwash Automatic Concentrate. At that time, I remember it was written up in all the environmental magazines because it was such a breakthrough, because it works so well, and it did it without phosphates. And I think the thing we want to tell people about that, Sandy, is we're so used to filling the cups that are on the door of our automatic dishwashers. And when you use dishwash, you literally just use maybe, what do you use, maybe a third of that cup?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Very little. And so it lasts a very, very long time.
Barb, I'm thinking of that, especially the detergents that you put in dishwashers. They're extremely toxic and corrosive. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that I don't know of a nurse that hasn't had some experience with a child that has ingested some chemical that's used in the kitchen, and they're extremely harmful, either the corrosive effect as they go down the esophagus or just the lung damage from the fumes that go into the lungs when they just swallow a couple of swallows. Mm-hmm. But there's the safety issue, and when you think of the fact that 90% of the poison exposures actually happen in the home, and you think, oh no, it won't happen to my family. It just can happen so quickly.
And now there's no reason to use them because we have such a better alternative and very economical. And so let's take our final collection of products and talk about the products we use in the laundry. We have a product called Fresh Laundry that comes in both a liquid and a powder. And which do you use in your home?
Well, actually, I use both. I use a powder, whether it's old school, and then sometimes if it's really a hard stain, add the Nature Bright. And being a breeder of guide dogs for the blind and service dogs for 30 years, I do whelping of puppies, and those white sheets that I use to cover the whelping pen, the blood is just sits there. And for years, I would use chlorine bleach until I found Shackley. And it was, in fact, the last thing that I finally said, oh, I've got to at least try it, because I figured nothing is going to get these horrible set-in stains of blood. And when you soak them in warm water with equal portions of our bleach alternative, the Nature Bright, and the powder together, it took them right out.
Excellent. So it was interesting. There was an experiment done a couple of years ago. Shackley was going to come out with a pre-wash spray for stains, and they sent it to an independent laboratory that does laundry testing. And when you do that, you always have to have a control. So there's one garment is just washed in the laundry product, and the other is pre-sprayed with this stain removal and then washed. And after they had done all this testing, the company came back to Shackley and said, whatever that stuff was that you gave us for the control, which was the fresh laundry liquid, they said that is better at removing stains than any product we have tested in our laboratory. And so how you are using it is exactly what they verified. And so if people are familiar with using liquids and they prefer that, and if they have high efficiency laundry machines, then Fresh Laundry works perfect. It comes in a high-efficiency formula. Jim Green, who is the head researcher at Shackley for laundry and personal care products, he told me one time, he said, it is very difficult to make a laundry product that cleans well and is earth-friendly. And he said, all of these products biodegrade within 30 days or less. And he said, we're very proud of that because it's a very difficult thing to accomplish. And when we talk about the concentration, it's 1 ounce per load. 32-ounce bottle will do 32 loads, and the 64-ounce bottle will do 64 loads of laundry. And there are all kinds of tests on its performance, but I'm also very proud of the green side of these products because they are natural, sustainably sourced ingredients from corn and coconuts again. They biodegrade. There's no phosphates, no nitrates, no borates, no dyes, and all the packaging is recyclable, and it's safe for septic systems. And you're on septic, right, Sandy?
Yes, we are. Living on a farm and having dogs and cats and horses, sometimes things need a little bit extra. And for me, one bottle of the liquid L will last me probably over a year as a spotter. And if you use a pre-spotter on any kind of stains that you have in your laundry, that's another extremely toxic product if a child should get them. And if you think about it, with the septic system, when it's organic and it's safe, I can actually see in August where our septic lines are because the grass is greener.
That's so wonderful, though. And so I personally use the powder also, and the 14-pound box of the fresh laundry powder, which, by the way, we should mention, all of these products are kosher as well, will do 224 loads. So these larger sizes that the powder affords is also very good for the larger families. Let's also talk about Nature Bright, which is also an amazing product at removing stains. I appreciate so the fact that Shaklee puts their whitener in a separate product, and the reason for that is you don't need to whiten dark clothing and dark laundry. You need it for colored laundry and for white laundry, and every additional ingredient that you put into these products is one thing more that the earth has to break down, and so they separate that out, and we use our Nature Bright Laundry Booster and Stain Remover, it's called, for the white loads and the bright colors that we want to maintain, and it takes 2 tablespoons in an entire load of laundry. So it's very economical, but I could tell you story after story of stains that I have gotten out of from my kids as they were growing up and now my grandchildren, you know, dirt and chocolate and paint and pens and inks and, I mean, it's like endless. I just wet the garment, sprinkle it with Nature Bright and wet it down and let it sit overnight, and next day, just throw it in the wash and it's gone.
For me, most frequently, when the kids are growing up, it was Little League uniforms, but also when my daughter had our first grandchild, I had my grandmother's christening gown, but it was over 100 years old, and it was absolutely brown, and I just put a little bit of the Nature Bright and a tiny bit of the powdered detergent and just sat it in the kitchen sink with some warm water, and I would just gently stir it with my hand with a few fingers, and I would watch it every 15 minutes or so, and each time the water got a little bit browner and browner, and within 2.5 hours, I had a sparkling white 100-year-old christening gown.
And that's important for people to know. Our friend Gloria White restores these antique textiles and quilts, and she'll only use Basic H and these laundry products on them because they're very fragile and they're so safe and gentle for them. So we'll wrap up our discussion with our fabric softeners. There's a soft fabric concentrate, which can be used for people who have dispensers for a liquid into their washing machines. And they also have, which I am loving, these soft fabric fragrance-free dryer sheets. These dryer sheets are made from vegetables, actually. They're biodegradable, they're recyclable, the packaging is recyclable, there are no dyes. You may be aware that typical dryer sheets are notorious for causing skin irritations and sensitivity. Now the doctors refer to as bounce blush, which is allergic reaction. I've had dryer repairmen tell us that there's something about those dryer sheets that is damaging to the motors of the dryers, and these are just so much safer to use, very effective, and certainly toxic-free. So we have a nice variety in our laundry products. I think the only thing left to talk about then, Sandy, is our Basic G, our germicidal cleaner, which now also comes in a disinfectant wipe. So we have versatility with that. And Basic I, our grease cutter industrial strength cleaner.
There's just so much advertising out there for wipes. And I was excited when we had the basic H wipe, but parents are so into cleaning surfaces, especially like when they travel. When they came out with a basic G wipe, I was just like, thank you, thank you.
When you take children to grocery stores and you're putting them in those carts, people are now using those to wipe the handles. And think about that. These little kids are putting their hands right there in an area that has been exposed to a lot of bacteria and germs, and they've been doing some studies around that. So that's a wonderful thing just to have in your tote bag when you're off to the grocery store as well.
Especially when you're talking of basic G, around the toilet bowl is one of the places that good, because it actually is a germicide.
And we have a lot of pets in our home, and I do use it in the pet area and where the cat boxes are. And any time that you need to not only clean but disinfect an area, basic G is very effective. So thank you for joining us, Sandy.
Oh, well, it definitely has been my pleasure. These cleaners, they really work. They are less expensive. They're great for the environment. But the main reason for individuals and families is that they're safe. And as I clean, I'm not creating and leaving behind this toxic salad that can harm me, harm my family, and harm our pets. Make the change and do the same so we can all be happier, healthier people and safer for our environment.
So, Bob, I just would like to close this discussion by acknowledging I've been a long-term environmentalist, and sometimes we think to become concerned about the environment means making a lot of changes and that it's difficult. And actually, one of the things I love about Earth Day is it often gives us simple things that each of us can do that when they get multiplied, make a big impact on the Earth. Simple things like planting a tree or just reducing the number of paper goods that we use within our homes. You know, instead of grabbing a paper towel to dry our hands, we can have kitchen towels and dishcloths. When we go to the grocery store, taking a tote bag instead of using those plastic bags that create such an environmental problem. Being conscious about the energy that we use in our homes, turning lights out, not putting on air conditioning unless we really need it, things like that. There's simple steps that we can take so that each one of us can feel like we're being good environmental stewards.
You know, Barbara, that is really a profound point. And it's not there aren't some hard choices that we socially are going to need to make as the years go on, but from our side, it's remarkably simple to be far better environmental stewards. And when you think about the tenets of environmental stewardship, reduce, reuse, recycle, we're getting all of those elements beautifully in our Get Clean kit. So one of the best ways of being a better steward of the environment is simply using Get Clean. Now, we do have some more suggestions for you. So if you go to www.bobsfiles.net and find the environmental stewardship folder, there you'll find lots of suggestions you can do individually, as a family, in your communities to help our environment and live a happier, healthier life. So, Barb, I think that's it, isn't it?
Yes, and to leave everyone with this wish that all of us can make every day Earth Day.
The preceding is copyrighted K&E Productions. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited.